of Pyre. Though safe, our hero's other woes now face. They go from frying pan unto the fire.
Enter Han Solo, Chewbacca, Luke Skywalker, and Princess Leia in garbage pile at bottom of chute.
Oh, what wonder of the human mind have thought to bring us here! Your Highness must be lauded greatly for discovering such a wondrous smell as this! I'll blast the door. Swift, get thee hence!
Nay, prithee, shoot thou not!
Han shoots and the blast ricochets.
Thou errant knave! Wouldst thou undo us all? I have already tried to exit thus. But lo, as thou now plainly seest, thou brute, the passageway is sealed magnetically.
Now rid us of that blaster quickly, too, else shall thine edgy trigger finger mean the certain death of all of us herein.
Oh, aye, thy worship. Ha! 'Twas all in my control, till thou didst lead us to this heap. Nor shall the stormtroopers need any time to calculate where all of us have flown.
And yet I say to you, it could be worse.
'Twas worse.
I'll warrant something lives in here.
I expect his word is true, but fear to say. 'Tis but thy keen imagination, Luke.
'Twas not just my imagination that hath now swum boldly past my leg, or else imagination now hath body too. Hi there! Did thine eye see? Did but a mere imagined figment just swim by?
See what?
Luke is pulled into the water by an unseen force.
Yet ere young Luke with answer can respond, he's pulled unto the watery depths below. For several moments in that garbage pond, no sign is seen beneath the murky flow. An ominous sound breaks forth into the pit, and seconds later Luke emerges, spent. The beast's pursuit of him for now is quit. A greater challenge doth this represent.
Luke rises above the surface. Oh, miracle that thou art truly saved! What happened there below the briny sludge?
I do not know. The slimy creature hath released its vice-like grip on me and fled.
I have a feeling bad about this sound.
The walls begin to contract.
The walls! Oh, horrid fate, begin to move!
Be not afeard, and stand thou not in awe, but rouse thee now and halt its sure approach. Now lend me thy assistance.
But wait, I have a comm link and may hail the droids. C-3PO, say art thou there? Pray, speak!
But while he tries to hail the golden droid, C-3PO hath troubles of his own. For stormtroopers are to their room deployed, and now the droids must save themselves alone.
Enter C-3PO and R2-D2 aside with stormtroopers.
Oh, grant us help, for there are madmen here who have e'en now to the prison level gone. If thou but hurry, thou mayest catch them there.
Well said, my friend. He hath a merry wit when pride and scorn fall not from out his mouth.
Aye, prithee, fellows, come and follow me.
Exeunt stormtroopers.
3PO!
Now climb on top!
In faith, I try! Where is the knave? C-3PO!
I fear a wicked fate's befallen them. Pray, R2, see if they imprisoned are. Now search apace.
Beep, squeak, neat, whistle, beep.
One thing is certain, we shall thinner be. I shall not lose my wit, e'en in death's face.
Beep, beep?
They are not found! Oh, great relief! Where may they be?
Squeak?
Use the comlink. Oh, I have forgotten quite, and turned it off. Pray, art thou there, sir?
3PO! 'Tis thou?
I will confess we have some problems faced.
Peace, 3PO. Lend ears and not thy voice. Disarm thou every refuse masher on detention levels. Dost thou mark me, droid? Be rapid, else thy master is no more.
Nay, shut them all down. Hurry, R2, go!
Beep, squeak, meep, whistle, whoo!
Ha!
Oh!
Ah!
No heart within this golden breast doth beat, for only wires and circuit balls are here. Yet as I hear my master's dying screams, no heart is necessary for my grief. A droid hath sadnesses and hopes and fears, and each of these emotions have I felt since Master Luke appeared and made me his. No master have I e'er respected so. Thus at this moment grave, I do declare, there is no etiquette for shedding tears. No protocol can e'er express my woe.
A plague on 3PO for action slow. A plague upon my quest that led us here. A plague on both our circuit boards, I say.
Nay, nay, fear not, dear droid, we all still live. Pray open thou the door on maintenance hatch 326827, blessed be.
Oh, fondest hope, oh, fervent prayers now heard. My master is alive, and plagues deterred.
Exeunt all. Scene 5. Inside the Death Star. Enter Obi-Wan Kenobi in stealth, with 2 stormtroopers and power terminal.
While Luke and Leia, Han and Chewie flee, old Obi-Wan has reached the power source. He cuts the tractor beam quite cunningly, then makes his exit, drawing on the Force.
What do these warnings tell? Shall we explore?
Belike 'tis just a drill, and nothing more.
Exeunt. Scene 6. Inside the Death Star. Enter Luke Skywalker, holding Stormtrooper helmet.
Alas, poor Stormtrooper, I knew ye not. Yet have I ta'en both uniform and life from thee. What manner of a man wert thou? A man of infinite jest or cruelty? A man with helpmate and with children too? A man who hath his empire served with pride? A man, perhaps, who wished for perfect peace? Whate'er thou wert, good man, thy pardon grant unto the one who took thy place. E'en me.
Enter Han Solo, Chewbacca, and Princess Leia.
If we may female-given advice avoid, we should be well upon our merry way.
Aye, stand I ready to be gone from here.
Say, where dost thou go to, Wookie? Where?
Han fires. Thou brute, they shall o'erhear.
Pray come thou here, Chewbacca, else I brand thee cowardly.
Now use thine ears, and if thou hast thy brain. I know not who thou art or whence thou camest, yet from this moment thou shalt heed my words.
Your worship, prithee, let me be direct. I have one lord and master, 'tis myself, and only from that one take I commands.
A wonder great that thou art still alive. Now, prithee, shall this walking carpet be removed from my path?
A saucy wit. A wicked tongue that will be tamed. I vow no other payment is reward enough.
They come upon the hangar where the Millennium Falcon is held.
There 'tis.
C-3PO! Say, art thou there?
Aye, sir.
And art thou safe?
For now we are. We are positioned in the hangar just across directly from the Gallant ship.
And we're just above thee, so stand by.
Hast thou come here in that ungainly heap? Thou art perhaps then braver than I thought.
'Tis well and good, though I need not thy praise. Now let us hence, and to the ship repair.
The foursome toward the ship with swift foot race, but soon they meet with opposition dire. Chewbacca goes with Han, both giving chase, while Luke and Leia to other paths aspire.
Running away.
Fly hence, my friends, and meet us at the ship!
Exeunt Han Solo and Chewbacca chasing stormtroopers. A lion's share of courage, hath he not?
Alas! Now is her heart moved unto him? What help is courage if it leads to death? But come now, let us flee another way.
The chase is underway as all make haste. Han, once pursuer, soon becomes pursued when with a mass of stormtroopers he's faced. He turneth quick, as like a man unglued. Meanwhile, the princess and young Luke do flee from troopers coming after them with speed. They happen on an open door and see a chasm, past which they cannot proceed.
Belike we have an errant corner turned.
for this deep hole leads not unto the ship.
Forsooth, methinks that we shall safer be, e'en with the pit, behind a door shut fast. She shuts door. Yet now I see no lock we may employ. So what for our dear freedom is the key? Luke Skywalker shoots door control.
I take a note from Han and blaster use. Belike, that shall keep enemies at bay.
We must o'erleap this deep abyss somehow. Pray, canst thou use thy sharp and earnest wit to find a means for lengthening the bridge?
Oh, now the wisdom of old Obi-Wan is proven, for the blaster was too harsh.
Do something, prithee, or they shall burst through.
So clever Luke the scene he doth survey, and soon conceives a noble plan to cross. To take their flight and save them sans delay, he bears a length of rope as thin as floss. Attacked, now Leia matches fire with fire, and so they cross a swinging o'er the abyss. But ere they fly, the princess doth inspire more strength in Luke by means of royal kiss.
A kiss for luck before our flight, dear friend. A kiss upon thy cheek from lips of mine. A kiss to give thee hope and confidence. A kiss to bring us courage in this time. Now take this kiss, my gift bestowed by choice, and on the other side we'll soon rejoice.
Exeunt. Scene 7. Inside the Death Star.
While droids do worry o'er their master's fate, Han and Chewbacca make their swift escape, while Luke and Leia now in safety wait. A mighty, final duel taketh shape.
Enter Darth Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi with stormtroopers watching.
For certain I have waited, Obi-Wan, and now at last we meet together here. Our destinies once and for all fulfilled. The circle of our lives is now complete. A student was I when I left thee last, but now I am the master over thee.
Thou art a master, Darth, I know 'tis true, but only evil hast thou mastered yet.
They duel.
In time thy powers have weak become, old man.
And yet thou canst not win, I'll warrant, Darth. For even thou strike me down, e'en now, e'en here, I shall more great and powerful become than e'er thou hast imagined possible.
I tell thee plain, thou shouldst not have returned.
What noble battle passes twixt these men? Lightsabers rage from Sith and Jedi Knight. No more courageous battle hath there been. 'Tis like the day does combat with the night. Now, whilst the two in conflict strike their blows, the others come that they the ship may find. At first Han Solo with Chewbacca shows, then Luke and Princess Leia just behind.
Enter Han Solo with Chewbacca aside.
Did we not just this frightening party leave?
Enter Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia with them.
Where hast thou been?
We did some old friends meet, but finding them unfriendly, have both vowed to find far truer, better friends henceforth.
Hast thou seen any problems with the ship?
It seemeth fine if we may make approach and get beyond the stormtroopers. Aye, then my fondest hope is that thine Obi-Wan hath vanquished the wicked tractor beam.
Behold, what ease! The stormtroopers go hence!
Now 'tis our chance, good R2-D2! Come!
Aye, will he now be leading me? Beep squeak!
Fly, fly, good friends! Onto the ship, make haste!
As everyone unto the ship draws nigh, young Luke sees Obi-Wan trade slice with slice. And Ben Kenobi, catching young Luke's eye, prepares to make a gracious sacrifice.
A Jedi is not made of fear or hate, but must a nobler countenance display. It is a lesson learned in times gone by, that still I teach myself unto this day. Full many years I've spent with thoughts of this instant when Darth Vader I'd confront. But now my thirst for retribution's cold, while sweet forgiveness doth my spirit taste. I know I cannot win this battle here, nor would I wish to slay the kindly man who surely still within this black shell lives. and so on to this death I'll go. This sleep that promises the dream of peace, this undiscovered galaxy, wherein I'll know at last tranquility of heart. But ere I die, I'll one last lesson teach. I shall in this, my final moment, set a keen example for the universe, that future generations may yet know the valor and the strength of Jedi Knights. Put up thy lightsaber now, Obi-Wan, and show thyself a Jedi to this sun.
Obi-Wan raises lightsaber and is killed by Darth Vader.
The cry of nay escapes Luke's trembling lip, and stormtroopers turn round to see them there. A battle great begins before the ship, as to the Falcon these brave souls repair. But ere the group departs amid the fray, Luke hears the voice of Obi-Wan inside. "Pray run, Luke, run," the inner voice doth say. And Luke the Death Star leaves with Force as guide.
Exeunt. Act 5. Scene 1. Space, aboard the Millennium Falcon. Enter Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia separately with C-3PO and R2-D2.
My heart doth break at this most recent loss. And how shall a heart be healed of this grave pain? My aunt and uncle first, and now, this Ben. Did e'er a person know such grief as mine?
His heart breaks for a person, Obi-Wan. My heart breaks for a people, Alderaan. My ship crushed first, and now my planet too. Did e'er a person know such grief as ours?
I have but known this man a little time, yet in my heart he holds a special place. So had I hoped to learn from him the Force, and be his eager new apprentice too.
My Alderaan I've known for all my life, and hold it in my heart in highest esteem. So had I hoped to one day make it home, when this rebellion all is passed away.
But now must I another pathway take, and make my final destiny sans him. My hope shall not fulfilled be as planned, yet may I hope to serve through different deeds.
But now must I some other course adopt, and write my life's own story without them. My dreams shall not be realized as I wished, yet may I dream to see some other fate.
Thus shall I strive to hold my head up high, and be a beacon to this princess dear. So I'll in her rebellion play my part, and show her what a Jedi Knight may be.
Thus shall I strive to hold my hands outstretched, and be a calming presence to this man. So I'll in his deep mourning act my role, and show him what a comfort friends may be.
We now approach the Empire's sentry ships. I prithee, Chewie, keep the ships at bay, and angle our deflector shields whilst I do charge the weapons for our sure defense.
He enters and speaks to Luke and Leia.
My friends, I know ye grieve most heartily, yet we have not made our escape complete. I need thy help, so get thee to the guns.
With newfound strength, Luke rises to the chore and finds the console opposite from Han. With lasers armed and engines all aroar, TIE fighters swiftly come. The battle's on.
Now be thou sharp, young Luke.
They come anon.
They come too fast. How shall we hold them off?
The ship is struck. All lateral controls have been destroyed.
Oh, heaven!
Be not afeard. I'll warrant that the ship shall surely hold. Oh, ship, hast heard my word? I prithee, hold.
Now have I smashed one!
Well, thou worthy lad! But be thou not too full of pride and joy. When battle's won, then mayst thou boast indeed. But none e'er boasted yet who best it were.
Still two remain, so be thou bold and wise.
With shouts and sweat and every skill employed, young Luke and Han contend with all their might. At length, the last TIE fighter is destroyed, and battle ends in fiery blast of light.
We are the victors! Merry is the day!
But I have fallen! Help! Oh, help me now! 'Tis surely thy fault, R2-D2. See?
Meep meep squeak, whistle beep meep.
Exeunt. Scene 2. Inside the Death Star. Enter Grand Moff Tarkin and Darth Vader.
Now have they gone? The rebels truly fled?
They have, e'en now. The jump to light speed made.
And thou art sure, I prithee, say thou art, the homing beacon safe aboard the ship hath placed been? I fear this risk's unwise.
The risk and homing beacon both have been well placed. Thou, Tarkin, be assured thereon.
'Tis well, good friend. I trust thy word herein. Yet would I have thee know what dangers here. While I have risked the world to let them flee, since thou dost reassure, the risk's on thee.
Exeunt. Scene 3. Space aboard the Millennium Falcon. Enter Han Solo and Princess Leia.
Thy rescue hath been wondrous, think'st thou not? Say I, at times I do myself amaze. Amazing hath my rescue of thee been. Amazing is my hand at piloting. Amazing all my part in this escape. Amazing I, 'tis true, my handsome looks.
Amazing is thy pride and love of self. Thus stand I now amazed that ere thou shouldst allow thy great amazing self to stoop so low that thou wouldst rescue such as I. But let me now amaze thee, if I may, by telling thee that thy amazement is misplaced. For never have imperial ships let enemies escape with such great ease as thou and thy amazing vessel have just now amazingly escaped.
Nay, nay! Call'st thou this venture easy, princess? Pish!
I'll warrant we are being tracked e'en now.
This ship shall never track it be, good sis.
Methinks thou dost upon this vessel far too great a trust bestow. But none of that. I merely am relieved that Artu doth the information safely in him guard.
But wherefore does this matter, princess? Say, what carries he?
Rebellion's greatest hope. For he doth hold the readouts technical unto that battle station. Aye, the one that such great power displayed o'er Alderaan. My hope it is that when the data can be read, an inner weakness we shall find. Though thou hast seen this battle end, the war has not concluded yet.
But there thou errest. Thou dost not speak my mind. For this ship and its pilot, princess, 'tis concluded now. I have not joined thy revolution. Nay, thy purpose runs not to rebellion help. My purpose runs not to assist thyself. My purpose runs toward one aim alone, and I do speak it plain. I shall be paid, and will be paid, and every aspect of my being lives in expectation of the moment when thou shalt my coffers fill.
O fiendish knave, be thou concerned not o'er thy reward. If thou in money dost find love, then surely shalt thou have it. Aye.
Enter Luke Skywalker.
Thy friend is every part a hired man. A mercenary with no mercy he. I question whether he doth care for aught or any one.
Exit Princess Leia.
But I do care, I do. If only, Leia, thou didst know how much. Pray tell me, Han, what dost thou think of her?
I tell thee true. My mind is settled fast when it thinks not of her.
'Tis well, 'tis well.
Now is it plain to me why he doth ask. The boy doth fancy her, I'll warrant. Else I've made a great mistake in judgment here. What use are young men's dreams if not for mocking? So I shall dance upon his tender heart. And yet...
Alas, a yet? What's this of yet?
The woman truly hath a spirit bold. And yet I know not. What think'st thou, I pray? Think'st thou a princess could with me be?
Nay.
Exeunt. Scene 4. the rebel base on Yavin 4.
The swift Millennium Falcon makes its course unto the place the Empire long has sought. On Yavin 4 rebellion hath its source, o'er which the final battle shall be fought.
Enter Princess Leia and Commander Willard, with Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and R2-D2 behind.
Good princess, thou art safe. When word we heard about the cruel destruction of thy home, we feared the worst. But now to see thee safe is like a fragrant blossom to my sense.
In time we may recount our griefs, good sir. But now is the occasion we must act. I prithee, take this R2 unit here, and use the data thou shalt find therein to plan our great attack. Our only hope it is, Commander. Trust in what I say.
The records R2 holds are analyzed, and lo, an opportunity appears. The rebels straight are of the news apprised, and hearts made ready as the battle nears. But whilst they mine good R2's database, the Empire learns where all the rebels wait. The Death Star makes its way unto the place to bring to Yavin Alderaan's grim fate.
Enter General Dodonna, Wedge Antilles, and various rebel commanders and pilots.
Now gather round, ye pilots good and true, for here shalt thou a goodly lesson learn. We have a single hope in this attack, and ye shall hear how we may compass it. The battle station heavily shielded is, and hath more power to fire than half our fleet. It hath defenses gainst a large assault. But like the king who fell for want of horse, this station may be crushed by smaller might. A one-manned fighter may have strength to clear the outer walls and penetrate therein.
Beg pardon, sir, but how, I prithee, shall a one-manned fighter stand its ground against that?
A question asked in wisdom tis, good friend. The Empire vast hath not considered small, snub fighters to be any threat, methinks. Else surely 'twould make suitable defense. The strongest people often put their faith upon their strength alone. Yet often such as these are bested by a people led by wisdom, skill, and cunning to the point. The plans provided by the princess show the battle station's fatal weakness, aye. A weakness do I call it, yet be sure. The hard approach therein shall perilous be. Thou must maneuver through the trench above the surface unto this especial point. There shalt thou find the glory spot, my lads. There shalt thou with a blast most keenly shot bring down an empire cruel and merciless. But take ye heed, for all is not yet told. The hole thou must attempt to strike is but 2 meters wide, a thermal pipe for waste. This hole shall make thy laser's power grow. This hole shall start a chain reaction great. This hole, if thou canst hit it, wins the day. This hole shall end the battle station hole.
But, sir, the odds of such a hit are nil.
'Tis near impossible. Shall we, I say, attempt this madness? Or mayhap 'tis best if we do live to fight another day. If we had but another 1,000 ships.
Friends, rebels, starfighters, lend me your ears. Wish not we had a single fighter more. If we are marked to die, we are enough to make our planets proud. But should we win, we fewer rebels share the greater fame. We all have sacrificed unto this cause. Ye all know well the family I have lost. My uncle dear and aunt beloved, I both. And then a mentor great, a powerful friend. As massive is the grief I feel for them, I know full well they'd not have me back down. The princess hath a planet lost, with friends and family alike. How great her pain! And yet as grave as that emotion is, she knoweth they would have her lead us still. And ye
goodly men and women, too. Ye all have lived and loved and lost as well. Your stories are with mine one and the same. For all of us have known of grief and joy. And every one has come unto this day, not so that we may turn our backs and flee, but that we may a greater courage show, both for ourselves and those we left behind. So let us not wish further ships were here, and let us not of tiny holes be feared. Why, I have, with a T-16 back home, gone hunting womp rats scarcely larger than the target we are called upon to strike. And ye brave souls, have your memories of your great exploits in your own homelands. So think on them, and let your valor rise. For with the force and bravery, we win. Oh, great shall be the triumph of that hour, when empire haughty, vast, and powerful is felled by simple hands of rebels base, is shown the might of our good company, and citizens in Bespin now abed shall think themselves accursed they were not here. For never shall rebellion see a time more glorious than our strong attack today.
Glory!
Go ye then, and force be with you all.
Exeunt all but Luke Skywalker.
A bustling preparation now is made, as every man unto his post does go. A joyful spirit doth the base pervade, whilst on the Death Star pride doth overflow.
Enter Darth Vader with Grand Moff Tarkin aside in Death Star.
This day, I'll warrant, lives in history. The end of old Kenobi it hath seen, and end of the rebellion draweth near.
Exeunt Darth Vader and Grand Moff Tarkin. Enter Han Solo.
Now what is this? Thou hast thine only love, thy dear reward, and now thou leavest quick?
'Tis true, I do confess, for I shall ne'er be free unless I use this great reward to clear me from the crushing weight of debt. And be thou honest, should I here remain to fight against a power as great as this? 'Tis foolishness, this fight. 'Tis lunacy. Pray, Luke, come thou with us. Thou art a brave and worthy lad, with wit and strength to fight.
Speak thou not so, but open up thine eyes. See here what noble cause thou leav'st behind. Look in the hearts of these good people here. Behold the force that keeps rebellion strong. Thou must have eyes to see what happens here, how great the cost of this bleak battle is. Thou knowest well what talent thou dost hold to pilot and to lead with manner bold. Turn not thy back upon thy fate, good Han, but turn thy heart and stay with us to fight.
What value hath reward when one is killed? What benefit gives honor to the dead? To try the fight against that station, Luke, is not good courage, rather suicide.
Then take thou care now, Han, thy solo act. For certain 'tis the part thou best dost play.
Nay, listen. May the Force be with thee, Luke.
Exit Luke.
The ship that flies without a thruster fails. Propulsion and direction must one have to navigate the obstacles of space. I know 'tis true, as any pilot doth. And how can I imagine that a man can fly without a conscience as his guide? Without the inner compass of my soul, how can I vainly hope to pilot life? I know what 'tis to choose the right and good. I know the small rebellion's cause is just. I know the people here have need of help. I know all this, but still do harbor doubt. Yet shall my doubts lead me unto this choice? And shall I choose convenience over right? Or shall I choose myself or my new friends? Aye, shall I choose rewards or my own soul? A smuggler's heart doth keep calm time inside. No matter sways a pirate's peaceful pulse. But something stirs in me I ne'er have felt. Is this a rebel's heart I feel within?
Exit Han Solo. Enter Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia. What is the matter, Luke?
'Tis only Han. Me thought he had a heart for good, but nay. He hath not changed his mind.
He hath a path unto himself. Not thou, nor I, nor aught, can plot the course he chooses, verily.
I wish as well that Ben were here with us.
A kiss I gave thee once to give thee strength. Another kiss I give in friendship's hope. She kisses him, then exits. Enter Biggs Darklighter.
Say, Luke!
Dear Biggs!
It warms my heart to see thee here, good friend. Shalt thou go with us hence, against the Empire?
Aye. On our return, I'll bend thine ears with stories wild and true.
Enter Red Leader.
I pray thee, Luke, canst thou these ships control?
I'll stand as witness, sir, that Luke shall prove more worthy than myself. I'll warrant he's the best of pilots in the Outer Rim. Fear not this one, good sir. He'll earn his way.
Good lad, thou shalt suffice.
Aye, merry sir, I'll do my part.
Red Leader exits.
Now must we thither go. But when we come again unto this place, I'll drink with thee a dram of Naboo's ale, whilst thou thy tales relate.
Say, Biggs, take note. For once I did assure thee I would join Rebellion's ranks, and here am I e'en now.
Shall be like olden times on Tatooine. Dear friend, it gives me comfort for to see thee here. E'en in death could come and welcome be, because I know that thou dost ride beside.
Exit Biggs. Luke ascends to ship with R2-D2 and Rebel Chief.
This R2 unit hath known better days. Wouldst thou a fit replacement for it find?
Thou knave, sayest thou I have known better days? I'll better my days yet upon thy pate.
Nay, say not so. For R2 hath been mine through many an adventure, and belike hath exploits still to undergo.
Beep's weak.
Enter C-3PO.
Oh, be thou safe, dear R2, and return, for thou wouldst not that my existence should become a bore. Oh, fate, I prithee, keep them safe, my master and my only friend, else should I find a lonely, tragic end.
Exeunt. Scene 5. Space. The final battle.
As our scene shifts to space, so deep and dark, or your imagination will hold sway. For neither players nor the stage can mark the great and mighty scene they must portray. We ask you, let your keen mind's eye be chief. Think when we talk of starships, there they be. If you can soon suspend thy disbelief, the Death Star battle shall you plainly see. So now, the preparation made with care, toward the Death Star rides the noble fleet. By whir of engines, rebels take the air, with courage strong, their unknown fate to meet.
Enter Luke Skywalker, R2-D2, Wedge Antilles, Biggs Darklighter, Red Leader, Gold Leader, and other pilots, each standing in a different place to represent his ship. C-3PO, Princess Leia, and General Dodonna stand aside.
The Death Star doth approach, and shall within the range of Yavin's rebel base arrive within these 15 minutes. Lo, alert!
Good men, each now shall speak and state his name.
Red 10 doth here stand by.
Red 7 doth stand by.
Red 3 doth here stand by.
Red 6 doth here stand by.
Red 9 doth here stand by.
Red 2 doth here stand by.
Red 11 doth here stand by.
Red 5 doth here stand by.
We have our numbers, yet our souls have names. For I am Luke Skywalker. Here beside my friends, good Biggs and Wedge Antilles too. No war shall render us unto mere threes and twos and fives. We ride, for ride we must, and here we ride in Ben's most worthy name. True, here we ride in Leia's noble name. Aye, here we ride in Alderaan's slain name. Oh, here we ride for all the names which have throughout our lives been written on our hearts. Our debt to them is past all numbering.
Now lock thine S-foils in attacking mode. We shall pass through the thin magnetic field. Use your deflector shield and form in line. I prithee, men, take care and be ye bold.
But look, I say, how large this Death Star is. I am afeard that this shall be my end.
Pray peace, Red Two. Now all accelerate unto the speed wherein we may attack. The time is here, good men. 'Tis not to come. It will be now. The readiness is all.
Red Leader, dost thou hear me?
Verily.
The gold team leads unto the target shaft.
We have a positive position reached. Thus shall I fly across the axis for to draw their fire whilst thou dost penetrate.
The rebel ships now make their first attack and fire unto the Death Star's iron walls. The Empire shoots with lethal laser back. 'Tis death to anyone on whom it falls.
The volleys fall from close at hand.
I see. Red Five reporting. Swiftly I go in.
My first attempt here falls. Oh, hit the mark.
With courage rare, Luke makes initial pass and blasts his way onto the Death Star's hull. But now, maneuvers he too close, alas! Shall he escape the fire's most deadly pull?
How goes it, Luke?
I nearly cooked my goose, but all is well.
Now shall I take more care.
Enter Darth Vader and Officer Five aside.
Full 30 ships descend upon us, sir. So small are they, our lasers pass them by.
Aye, then shall we destroy them ship to ship. Tell thou the crews be ready to attack.
Exeunt Darth Vader and Officer Five.
Now take ye care, good men. Great fire doth rage from outside of the harsh deflection tower. I stand prepared.
Now shall I strike. Pray give me thy good cover, Porkins.
Stand I strong, and ready for to give thee aid, Red Three.
Now bravely Biggs doth render sharp, hard blast unto the evil Death Star's armored side. The Empire's fire unto his mate hath passed, and now Red Six doth face a troubled ride.
Disaster at me strikes!
Eat it, forsooth!
I yet may set it right.
Anon, pull up!
Nay, nay! I warrant that all shall be well!
Red Six dies.
In 7 minutes shall the Death Star be within the range of our fair rebel base.
As rebel spirits with great strength redound, a voice speaks unto Luke as to a son. Luke hears the voice and its familiar sound. 'Tis his old friend and master, Obi-Wan.
Enter ghost of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Pray, trust thy feelings, Luke.
I hear this voice and know it well. O me, speak thou again, and heed the voice, my soul, and trust thyself. On Ben's command, I'll strike a hearty blow.
He shoots and strikes Death Star. Exit ghost of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Enter control officer.
Squad leaders, mark me well. New fighters have appeared and come toward you presently.
My scope shows naught. My eyes to them are blind.
Employ thy visual scanning. They approach. Red Seven, thou hast one upon thy rear.
My ship is hit! Now must I die, dear friends!
Red Seven dies.
Good friends, if thou dost catch an enemy behind thy ship, I prithee watch it well.
Now am I plagued by such a one. Help! Help! For neither can I see where he doth go. He flies so close that my maneuvers fail.
Hold fast, brave Biggs, till I can give thee aid. Upon the enemy I fly and shoot.
Bold Luke, thou hast the life returned to me. So may I one day give to thee in turn.
Enter Darth Vader with Imperial Pilots 1 and 2.
I prithee, soldiers, let us hence away. For many of our fighters are removed from their own fleet. Thus let us swiftly go and straightaway make pursuit of these rogue ships.
Darth Vader and pilots enter ships.
Oh, Luke, thou art pursued! Pull in! Pray guard thy back, good Luke. More fighters do approach.
I have been hit, but not unto the death. Small R2, see if thou the damage canst repair.
Beep!
Hang thou on, good droid.
Red 10, canst thou see whither's gone Red 5?
A heavy fire appears upon this side, Red 5. Where art thou?
Here, but cannot shake the villain who doth hotly follow me.
I come for thee, good Luke. Be not afraid.
Oh, fie. My dear Biggs, where canst thou be? Thou promised that thou owedst to me a life. But where is now that help of which thou spokest? 'Twas partly for our friendship I am here. For long I wished to join thee as thou fought, and many were the tales adventurous thou broughtst with thee whilst visiting our home, when still I worked the crops on Tatooine. But now hast thou deserted me, old friend? When I am even at the door of death, have thou both flown and fled? Say nay, dear Biggs.
Take that, thou scoundrel, base imperial scum!
Great thanks, good Wedge. Heroically hast thou done.
Red Leader, hear my word. The Gold Team shall begin our swift attack into the trench.
Godspeed, Gold Leader. Go with might and strength. I fly and fly toward my enemies. This day the dark side of the Force shall reign, as I destruct the weak rebellion's plans, and with my men destroy their every hope. Good pilots both, remain set for attack.
The port for the exhaust hath been locked in and marked. That hole shall make us whole, my mates. Now switch thy power to front deflector screens. Gold 5, what sayest thou? Canst thou count the guns?
Belike 'tis 20 yon and hither, both upon the surface and within the towers.
Within 5 minutes shall the Death Star be upon our rebel base and set to strike.
To targeting computer, presently I switch.
I have received a signal on the ship's computer that the port will soon be in our range. But soft, good friends, what's this? The guns! It seemeth that the guns have stopped!
So watch thy rear and stabilize thy shields. Perhaps an enemy doth come behind.
Aye, aye, they come. 3 ships at point 210.
The battle heats as Vader and his men approach the threefold members of Group Gold. The Empire's hate will be fulfilled when Darth makes his power known with blows full bold.
I shall destroy the rebels' vile myself. Just give me thy good cover and 'tis done. Now shoot I once, and death is the result.
Gold 2 dies.
I have no power to maneuver. Fie!
Stay thou on target!
Nay, we run too close!
Stay thou on target!
Wretch, pray give me room!
Gold Leader dies.
Gold 5 doth this ill news report. We have lost Dutch and Tyree both. From behind they do attack!
Gold 5 dies.
So much of desolation and of death. Is this rebellion worth the lives here lost? Yet I would gladly my life give to it. Thus reason not the need, my troubled soul.
Whilst all the rebels mourn the loss of life, upon the Death Star tensions have been proved. The rebels' plan hath reared the threat of strife, but Governor Tarkin stands assured, unmoved.
Enter Grand Moff Tarkin with Chief Officer aside in Death Star.
The rebel sharp attack had been well proved, and now it doth appear a danger looms. I do confess my love to thee, good sir, and would my very life lay down for thee. Wouldst thou that I make ready thine own ship, that thou mayst flee should fighting turn to death?
Retreat whilst we do win the day? You jest. Forsooth, I stand unmoved like a rock.
Exeunt Grand Moff Tarkin and Chief Officer. The Death Star shall within 3 minutes be upon the rebel base.
Red boys, 'tis I, thy tried and true Red Leader. We shall meet upon the mark at 6.1. Make haste!
Red 2 doth stand obedient at thy side. Red 3 doth come.
Red Leader, hear me now. It is Base 1 who speaks to thee. Keep half thy fighters out of range upon thy next attempt. If one group sadly falls, belike the other shall succeed. So shall we make the Empire take our fleet by halves, not wholes.
I hear and understand, good sir. Now, Luke, take thou Red 2 and 3 with thee, and wait upon my signal ere thou makest thy run. Now hence we go, an empire for to slay.
Red Leader with the others, 12 and 10, make their descent into the trench with speed. Their bravery, cunning, and their acumen may give these men the victory they need.
Dost thou agree it should be in our sights?
Pray, keep thine eyes a-watching for those ships that have our comrades cruelly destroyed.
The interference hath become too wide. Red 5, Canst thou yet see them where thou standst?
I see no ships, but wait. Aye, they approach. They come at 0.35.
I see them now.
My ship hath come in range of that sly port, the port that hath evaded us so far. But now, aye now, the target shall be mine. If ye good friends may hold them there a while, I shall this battle end with one swift stroke.
Close in, my lads. We three shall ride as one.
Hey, almost there!
Red 12 dies.
Pray fire, else we die too!
Hey, almost there!
They set upon my back! I can no more withstand their quick attack!
Red 10 dies.
I shoot! I shoot! For rebels' glory, shoot! The blast hath left the shaft. Hast hit? Hast hit? Is victory yet within our sights? Alas, my finest effort I have given, and yet the blast falls errant and doth miss the mark. Tis but an impact on the surface. Pooh, Red Leader, be thou not dismayed. We shall protect thee even now. Turn thou toward the 0.05 and we shall cover thee.
Nay, save me not. My engine have been crushed, and death is welcome now. Instead, dear Luke, good Wedge, brave Biggs, be thou prepared for thy run, for thou art now our only hope.
Red Leader dies. The Death Star now in but a minute shall upon the rebel base on Yavin come.
Once more unto the trench, dear friends. Once more. The death of our dear friends we see today, and by my troth, their souls shall be avenged. I was not angry since I came to space until this instant. Strike at us, and thou shalt know the power of the Force, thou brute, thou empire full of hate and evil deeds. Aye, pluck us down, and we shall rise again. Our cause is not alone for these good men who here were killed today. Our cause is not alone for those on Alderaan who died. Our cause is for the truth, for righteousness, for anyone who e'er oppression knew. 'Tis not rebellion for the sake of one. 'Tis not a cause to serve a privileged few. This moment shall resound in history for every person who would freedom know. So, Biggs, stand with me now and be my aid. And, Wedge, fly at my side to lead the charge. We three, we happy three, we band of brothers, shall fly unto the trench with throttles full.
We stand with thee, ready for the fight. But, Luke, at that quick pace shalt thou escape before thy speedy ship is blown in twain?
'Twill be like Beggar's Canyon back at home.
The youth descend at once into the trench wherein their fates shall surely written be. Darth Vader, close behind, prepares to quench his thirst upon the blood of Martyrs Three.
We shall stand fast at hand to give thee help. My scope doth show the tower, but the port appeareth not. How certain art thou, Luke, that our computers each can hit the mark?
Good pilot, watch thyself. Increase the full.
I prithee, what shall we do about the tower?
Give thou unto the enemy thy thoughts, but let the tower be my concern alone. Now, R2, fix the stabilizer that hath once more come unhinged. Pray, fix it fast! Now shall I be not fool, but fix.
Fighters are behind us at 0.3. They come upon my rear too fast. Alack! I have been hit, and must depart, my friends.
Aye, get thee clear, good Wedge. Thou shalt not help our cause if thy ship flyeth not. Anon, and live to fight another day with me.
With all my heart, I truly wish thee well.
Exit Wedge.
Aye, let him go, the leader we pursue.
Make haste, O Luke! Methinks they do approach e'en faster than before. I shall not hold them back for long.
Now, R2, straight increase the power.
Make haste, Luke! Oh, alas!
Biggs dies.
That ever I should see this day. Oh, woe! My childhood friend from Tatooine, now slain, protecting me from harm. Thou owedst a life, dear Biggs, sweet Biggs, and thou hast paid. And now, 'tis down to me, the boy turned warrior. Be still, my errant heart, and seek the Force. The leader now is mine.
Meep, meep.
Take care, sweet R2-D2. Come thou back, I pray.
Luke's ship comes closer to the little port while Vader and his crew draw all too near. Young Luke to his computer doth resort, until he hears the voice speak in his ear.
Enter ghost of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, use the Force, dear Luke. Let go and trust.
I sense the Force in this one here, almost as if I did my younger self a spy.
I prithee, trust me, Luke. All shall be well.
The hearing of these words is like a balm unto my soul. So shall I trust the Force, and not this fallible computer here.
Luke turns off computer.
What is this, Luke? Thy targeting machine hath been turned off. What can be wrong? Pray tell.
Nay, all is well. Fear not, good friends.
Darth Vader shoots.
Small R2-D2 hath been lost.
The Death Star now has come within our range.
Commander, thou mayst fire when thou hast made all goodly preparation thereunto.
Now face thy death, thou rebel.
Sir, take heed!
Now, in a trice, brave Han is on the scene. The smuggler hath returned on errant kind. With sly approach, he makes his way unseen and slays the Imperial pilots from behind.
Enter Han Solo with Chewbacca, firing on Darth Vader and Imperial pilots. Imperial pilots 1 and 2 die.
But how?
Darth Vader exits in confusion, his ship spinning out of control.
Thy path is clear, young Luke. Now do thy deed and let us all make way back home.
I stretch my feelings out and use the Force, and on the instant seems the porthole vast. Not small or difficult to strike, but large. The ship is armed, and now I take the chance. The blast's away, and with it, all our hopes.
Luke shoots and hits the target.
The laser hits its mark with certain aim, and as the Death Star arms to strike the base, the chain reaction sets the orb aflame. The Death Star had exploded into space.
Thy timely blast hath hit the perfect mark. One in a million was thy force-filled shot.
Remember me, O Luke. Remember me. And never shall the Force remain with thee.
Exeunt. Scene 6. The Rebel base on Yavin 4. Enter Luke Skywalker from ship, with Princess Leia and various rebels.
Hurrah!
Oh, Leia!
Luke, thou didst succeed!
Enter Han Solo.
Hey-ho!
Good friend! I knew thou wouldst return! I knew thou must! 'Twas in thy spirit good!
Nay, should a pirate let another take his own reward?
Thou gentle soul, I knew thou wert of sterner stuff than money made.
Enter R2-D2, injured, and C-3PO.
Oh, R2, canst thou hear me? Speak! Canst thou repair him? Say thou canst, I beg! If any of my parts may be of use, pray say the word!
Fear not, he'll be made whole.
We shall at once begin our best repair.
Exeunt C-3PO with R2-D2 and Rebel Leader 2.
Now ends a noble quest, a battle won. Now hath a true adventure reached its goal. Now hath the good rebellion faced its foe and triumphed, though it seemed that all was lost.
Along the way, dear friends were lost and made. Along the way, strange creatures have we found. The stories have been told, the villains met, the griefs and exultations all played out.
A chance for new beginnings we have made. Directing hearts onto the rebels' cause. These are the Star Wars we have fought and won. For now our battles and our scenes are done.
Enter chorus as epilogue.
Now dawns a new day with the Sun of Peace. The day whereon the rebels welcome fate. For from their enemies they find release, and now, with mirth, they come to celebrate. Young Luke, strong in the Force, doth walk beside the noble Han whose valor won the day. The rebels form an aisle and rise with pride as Luke and Han march forth in grand display. Now Leia smiles and gives them their reward as each bows low with hope and joy sincere. C-3PO and R2, now restored, look on as brave Chewbacca sounds the cheer. There let our heroes rest free from attack, till darkness rise and Empire striketh back.
Exeunt omnes. End.
Afterward. This is Ian Desher, author of William Shakespeare's Star Wars. William Shakespeare's Star Wars. At first glance, the title seems absurd. But there's a surprising and very real connection between George Lucas's cinematic masterpiece and the 37, give or take, plays of William Shakespeare. That connection is a man named Joseph Campbell, author of the landmark book The Hero with a Thousand Faces. Campbell was famous for his pioneering work as a mythologist. He studied legends and myths from throughout world history to identify the recurring elements or archetypes that power all great storytelling. Through his research, Campbell discovered that certain archetypes appeared again and again in narratives separated by hundreds of years, from ancient Greek mythologies to classic Hollywood westerns. Naturally, the plays of William Shakespeare were an important source for Campbell's scholarship, with brooding Prince Hamlet among his cadre of archetypal heroes. George Lucas was among the first filmmakers to consciously apply Campbell's scholarship to motion pictures. In reading The Hero with a Thousand Faces, he told Campbell's biographers, I began to realize that my first draft of Star Wars was following classic motifs, so I modified my next draft according to what I'd been learning about classical motifs and made it a little bit more consistent. To put it more simply, Campbell studied Shakespeare to produce The Hero with a Thousand Faces, and Lucas studied Campbell to produce Star Wars. So it's not at all surprising that the Star Wars saga features archetypal characters and relationships similar to those found in Shakespearean drama. The complicated parent-child relationship of Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, and the mentor-student relationship of Obi-Wan Kenobi and Luke, recalls plays like Henry IV Parts 1 and 2, The Tempest, and Hamlet. Like Sith Lords, many of Shakespeare's villains are easily identifiable and almost entirely evil, with notable baddies including Iago in Othello, Edmund in King Lear, and Don John in Much Ado About Nothing. Still others, like Darth Vader, are more conflicted and complex in their malevolence. Hamlet's Claudius in the Band of Conspirators and Julius Caesar. Destiny and fate are key themes of Star Wars, as they are in Romeo and Juliet, A Midsummer Night's Dream, and Macbeth. Shakespeare's plays and Star Wars also feature a host of colorful supporting players. C-3PO and R2-D2 observe and comment on the action like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. Chewbacca is as untamable as Caliban. Lando is as smooth and self-interested at first as Brutus. Obi-Wan Kenobi is like a wise Prospero before death or a haunting King Hamlet after. Jabba the Hutt enjoys a diet worthy of Falstaff. Boba Fett is like Richard III's murderers 1, 2, and 3, but with a jetpack and blaster instead of a knife. Yoda's speech is as backward as Dogberry's, but as wise as Polonius's. The works of Shakespeare and the Star Wars movies also share a comparable level of popularity and relevance. All well-rounded postmodern cultural connoisseurs are expected to have at least passing familiarity with both sets of stories, and both have percolated into our everyday language. You're as likely to hear one of Shakespeare's enduring phrases, like good riddance, faint-hearted, elbow room, and many others, as you are to hear an encouragement to use the Force. If Star Wars were an actual Shakespearean play, we would most likely classify it as a fantasy in the vein of The Tempest. However, it also has elements of a history, the story of the Galactic Empire with all the intrigue of Richard III, or a comedy, All's Well That Ends Well After All, or, taken as a 6-movie arc, The Tragedy of Anakin Skywalker. I had the idea for William Shakespeare's Star Wars after watching the original trilogy for the millionth time, and soon afterward attending four shows at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. I'd already committed every scene and speech of the Star Wars saga to memory, but the Shakespeare Festival introduced me to something new. The Very Merry Wives of Windsor, Iowa, an adaptation by Allison Carey of the classic comedy set in contemporary Iowa among a populace happily embracing gay marriage. I saw the appeal of applying the Shakespearean tradition to surprising and non-traditional story elements, and the next morning I woke up with the idea for this book. My interests in language and wordplay came in handy while attempting to translate so much classic movie dialogue into iambic pentameter. For those unfamiliar with the phrase, iambic pentameter is the metrical form that Shakespeare uses in his plays and sonnets. An iamb is the syllable pattern unstressed, stressed, and pentameter means that each line has five iambs. So a line of iambic pentameter sounds like this. Da-dum, 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 da-dum. Simon and Garfunkel's I'd Rather Be a Hammer Than a Nail is a perfect example. The rhythm of iambic pentameter feels natural and intuitive to me, so I had a lot of fun writing 3,076 lines of it. Geeky trivia, this puts William Shakespeare's Star Wars at an average length for a Shakespearean play. A Comedy of Errors is the shortest at 1,786 lines. Hamlet is the longest at 4,024. This has been a labor of love, and I've enjoyed every syllable. Thanks for listening.
We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of William Shakespeare's Star Wars, Verily a New Hope, by Ian Desher. Read for you by Daniel Davis, Jonathan Davis, Ian Desher, January Lavoie, and Mark Thompson. Additional voices supplied by Joe Scalora and Aaron Blank. William Shakespeare's Star Wars is a production of Lucasfilm Limited, copyright 2013.